Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As you decide your choice for president or any other elected official, you need to know where they stand on the organization Planned Parenthood. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's take a few moments, David, to talk about the origins of Planned Parenthood and a bit of its history, please.
Well, on the Who We Are page of the official Planned Parenthood website, you can find this statement. Planned Parenthood is a visible and passionate advocate for policies that enable Americans to access comprehensive reproductive and sexual health care, education, and information. However, near the top of their homepage is a section titled, Where Can I Get an Abortion? So this is one of the first things that people see when they go to the website. Now, Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she opened the first birth control clinic in the United States on October 16, 1916. Then in an October 2016 article, Time magazine had this to say concerning the beginning of Planned Parenthood. An advocate for women's reproductive rights who was also a vocal eugenic enthusiast, Margaret Sanger leaves a complicated legacy and one that conservatives have periodically leveraged into sweeping attacks on the organization she helped found. Back in August of 2015, National Public Radio published an article that tried to dispel what they deemed were misrepresentations of Sanger, but it had to say this about eugenics. Eugenics was a discipline championed by prominent scientists that promoted good breeding and aimed to prevent poor breeding. And the article continued with this. The idea was that the human race could be bettered through encouraging people with traits like intelligence, hard work, cleanliness, which was thought to be genetic, in order to reproduce. And eugenics was taken to its horrifying extreme during the Holocaust through forced sterilizations and breeding experiments. So, Jimmy, after abortion was legalized in the 1970s, Planned Parenthood became a top abortion provider. And in the 2017-2018 fiscal year, the organization provided over 332,000 abortions. It is just horrendous. Again, that's the only word to describe it.
David James, again, Bible in hand, explaining the background of Planned Parenthood. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's report revealed to us that the main purpose of Planned Parenthood is abortion of unborn children. Psalm 139 says that all unborn children were brought into existence by God, and He knows every part of this unborn child, which is a living human being. To kill that baby, since it does have life, is murder, which is punishable by death. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. Christians cannot support any organization that kills babies or any elected official that supports that organization. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...